Yeah, I mean, what I love about podcasts, I kind of see, like, we're talking about that there's like a golden era of having a podcast today. And I believe that every creator, every trainer, every yogi, every small business, like, should have a podcast, not to get millions of listeners, but to get your brand out there for the search engines, and also to have people recognize your voice. Just imagine yourself, even if, let's say, you're in marketing and you're applying for this cool job at like a big firm, and they're Googling in your name, and there it comes up, Adam Weber's School of Marketing. And all of a sudden, that's pretty cool, right? Even if you just recorded a couple of episodes, or had a couple of phone calls with your classmates in school. So I almost see this as a, like, Instagram is amazing for pictures. I see Callcast as a way of expressing yourself through audio.
100%. The other thing, to piggyback off what you're saying is audio, especially the way people consume it today, where people have their earphones in their ears and they have their earphones, and so you're right in somebody's ear. That is a very intimate way to connect to somebody, and it's
Powerful.
very powerful. You are right plugged into somebody's head. Your voice is channeling right into their ears, into their brain. Like, that is the closest, form of connection right there. So it's like being able to have that level of intimacy where you're sharing your message and somebody can get to know you, I think is a very, very powerful form of medium today. So I podcasts are exploding right now because, it's such an old medium. It's been around for such a long time, but all of a sudden everybody has a smartphone and everybody has iTunes or Google Play and Stitcher and Pandora and all the different ways to listen to audio right in their phone, and these earphones, so we can be, in the car, on the bus, on the train, walking the dog, these ways of consuming that we just didn't have, years ago. It just wasn't lined up, as the stars now are perfectly aligned for this medium to be really connected to people. And people, I think, are thirsting for information. They're thirsting for content and being able to have a connection. Like you said, you feel very connected, like that person who is in Australia. You want to connect with people with new ideas.
And I think also from a marketing standpoint, if you are selling any type of products, this is a way for your customers to get to know you for free. It's called the freemium model, right? You give, and then, like, when people know you, they're more likely to invest in your product than just an ad on Facebook, on and maybe even TV, right? Because now this is personal. I know this guy from Australia, like, it's amazing. I want to talk to that guy. I want to buy a product from him, even more so than like a big brand, of course, depending on the product. So I think from a marketing standpoint, it's amazing too, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think we want to support and buy from, the things that we believe in ourselves, that represent, the things that we feel connected to. And so you want to support the people that, you form this relationship with. So yeah, relationship sales are huge.
So I'm just curious, like, for people that are listening now and say, like, hey, this, I like to listen to podcasts. Like, why should someone start a podcast in 2020? We kind of touched a little bit on it, but, like, what are your, like, biggest takeaways? Why should someone, like, hey, right after this, I'm gonna download Callcast, I'm gonna get started?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's easier than ever to create a podcast in today's age. It's, we have all the tools right at our fingertips. We have the apps, we have, the ability to share the message after you record it. You can post it on Facebook, Instagram, and connect with people. And so really, you know, what it comes down to is, you know, how do I want to express myself? You know, I think just looking at you as one example, you can meet the most interesting people. So if you are somebody that maybe you're shy or whatever, but you want to meet more people, you know, having the courage to start sending emails to your heroes or people you find interesting or whatever, you're opening yourself up to, you know, to meet more and more people, which then you get invited to different kind of things. Oh, you had an interview with somebody and then, you know, a month later they reach out to you. Hey, Peter, I'm having an event. Why don't you come? Or you reach back out to them and say, hey, I'm publishing a book. Would you blurb this? Yeah, okay. I'm happy to blurb it. I had such a great time talking to you. And that's the other thing about podcasting. When you're talking to somebody like we are right now, you get to know them in a more intimate way. So you're spending, you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes with somebody, but you're talking about real shit. You're talking about deeper, real personal stuff. So you go to a networking event, you know, you're just, oh, hey, what do you do? Oh, what do you do? Okay, yeah, bye. And that's it. You don't really deeply peel back any layers. But when you talk to somebody at a podcast, you know, you have that opportunity to go deeper and ask the questions that really start to open up the kind of flowers of life, you know, and all the different petals. And so, you know, maybe go to a networking event, and every time you go to a networking event, you feel like you walk away and you're like, wow, I didn't really get anything from that. But then you go to a networking event and you say, oh, I have a podcast and I find you really interesting. Can we set up a call next week? I'd love to interview you. Now, all of a sudden, you just took that networking event to the next level, and you're going to get way more out of it because you've just met three or four people and they're all going to be lined up as guests. So it's like it gives you this kind of like, I don't know, pickup line, if you will, where you have an opportunity to get to know somebody because you actually are putting out a platform where the whole purpose is just to like learn.